Now, comets with their iconic long tails are one of the most interesting things that we can see out in space from here on Earth, and including with the naked eye. Now, we already know quite a bit about comets from observing them with ground and space-based telescopes, and through the Giotto mission, which actually flew past Halley's Comet, if you remember, back in 1986. Well, the Rosetta mission actually sounds like perhaps something straight out of science fiction, but it's actually seeking to do something that no spacecraft has ever done before, or perhaps gone before, I suppose, and that's land on a comet. And this week it's done its final flyby past the Earth on a huge long slingshot, which will now send it off for a remarkable rendezvous. And Ben Vowsler spoke to Professor Ian Wright, who's from the Open University, to find out a bit more about what we're hoping to learn from this exciting mission.
Rosetta mission is a dual spacecraft mission which aims to send both an orbiter spacecraft and a lander spacecraft to rendezvous with and ultimately land on a cometary nucleus. Because of the distances involved and the speeds involved, it's not possible to just launch from Earth and hope to get there directly. One has to travel around the solar system a few times, building up speed by having gravitational encounters with planets like the Earth and Mars, and then getting flung out into sort of deeper space and ultimately getting fast enough so that one can catch the comet up.
It sounds like there's a lot that can go wrong. You're relying on this sort of slingshot effect around lots of different planets, and then you're catching something relatively small, a comet, millions and millions of miles away.
It is quite daunting in a way. I think having been involved with a mission to Mars where, you know, you have something the size of a planet and it's something that you can actually, see quite easily from your back garden when the conditions are appropriate. You know, landing on a planet seems relatively straightforward. The comet is probably something like a kilometre or two across, and you've got a multi-billion kilometre journey to get there, and then you've got to find it and ultimately land on it. It is amazing, and of course, in that sense, I'm in the hands of the spacecraft flight engineers who are experts in this field.
And when did it actually launch?
It launched in 2004. It's already been travelling a few years already, of course, building up speed. It's now going off into a hibernation phase where it'll be effectively in deep space, ultimately hoping for a rendezvous and land towards the end of 2014.
And once it hits its target, once it lands on this comet and sets the orbiter around it, what are we hoping to learn?
The first thing that's quite interesting is, of course, one talks about an orbiter, but actually you cannot really orbit a comet. It's so small and it has no gravity. So one of the first challenges is really to understand how to fly with it. So the whole concept of orbiting is quite strange. In answer to the question, you can think of this as, you know, as a human being. If you're on Earth and you were going to visit a new country that you'd never been to before, you'd have all kinds of questions that you'd want to know about the place. What's the weather going to be like? What's the temperature? What's the geography? What's the terrain? And in a human context, you know, what are the people like? What's the food like? And all that kind of stuff. Actually, you can pose very similar questions in relation to the comet, although we don't expect any humans on the comet, obviously. But just simply any question you can think of about somewhere you've never been before, you know, what does it look like? What colour is it? How cold is it? How active is it? Does it rotate? What's it made of? What's the surface like? Any of those questions simple or fundamental questions you can pose about the comet. And the Rosetta mission has been designed to try and get answers to as many of those questions as possible.
Most space missions are actually very specific. They're out there to look at certain areas of electromagnetic radiation or to look at very key things. It sounds like Rosetta is actually trying to be a bit of a jack of all trades.
I don't think Rosetta is any different in a planetary exploration context. I think what a lot of planetary missions have is the widest diversity of instruments that they can possibly take. So, for instance, you know, you want a camera, you want spectrometers, you want things that can detect magnetic fields. And once you get down onto the surface, you want to know what's the constitution like, physically, what's it like? Is it hard? Is it soft? It's not simply a mission that's going to go to a comet and take a picture of it. It's a mission that goes to ask many different questions. You know, the order of magnitude for the number of instruments is something like 20. I mean, there's like 10 on the orbiter and 10 on the lander, all different instruments designed for different purposes. It's quite possible that they won't all work. I mean, there's a certain amount of redundancy in this. So, you know, one hopes the mission will be successful, whatever happens.
It's a very long way to travel if it turns out not to work. Is there anything that we can use it for on the way? Can we pick up bits of information about the environment it's travelling through?
Well, yes, it is interesting. And although I'd said previously it was about to go into hibernation, actually, it's got one more stop. It's going to fly past an asteroid. It'll be the second asteroid it's gone past during this phase. And yes, we use the opportunity at that point to turn some of the instruments on. Again, take photographs, look at magnetic fields and so on. Again, the mission was designed so that it would actually do this along the way, so that, yes, it spreads out some of the scientific interest along the mission itself. Because, as you say, 10 years for a space journey is a long time, and it's a long time to get somewhere and find things don't work. So the mission has already done some science, and as I say, we'll continue to do some next year. Then hopefully next stop the comet.
That was Professor Ian Wright talking to Ben Vowsler about the Rosetta mission and how it aims to pick up as much information as it can from passing asteroids on its way to be the first spacecraft ever to land on a comet.
Laying the facts bare.
I say.
The Naked Scientists.
This is The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Diana O'Carroll.